cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I see a meme out on the internet now that it's a fairy tale that there's eugenics going on. That it's a fairy tale that cancer rates are way up and neurological disorders. And they're trying to take hatred of Israel and then connect it to me and say my eugenics thing is trying to cover up for Israel. What does that even mean? It's like when I made a film about Israel attacking the U.S.'s liberty to blame it on Egypt, all these big Nazi groups and others came out and said I was covering up for Israel because I pointed out that traitor LBJ was involved, because that's what all the admirals I interviewed and the first mate and all them said. It was like, no, America wasn't involved. You're now covering up for Israel. And I'm like, no, there's two bank robbers. I'm not covering up for one of them to say, and this guy was involved too. But that isn't what matters. I just read that. And it's like it's a total pipe dream. I mean, it's true that I don't hate Israel and think about it constantly and obsess with it and worship it from a hateful position. I understand there's evil and evil systems in control basically everywhere. And it's just crazy. I'm covering eugenics. Then people are like, there's no eugenics going on. None of that's happening. You work for Israel. And there's just no connection to reality. And whereas I don't like a lot of things Israel's doing, I don't like the people that hate Israel either. I mean, can't you get that? It's like rabid crowds of people who are like in their gang, and then they want you to choose a side in their gang fight. And I'm just like, hey, mutual aggression, truce, as long as you don't do harm to anybody, do whatever you want. You want to go blow your brains out? Go ahead. I don't think you should, but go ahead. It's your right. You want to smoke marijuana and sit in your mother's basement eating Hot Pockets all day? Hey, I don't want cops pulling me over asking to search my car because you want to blast your brain. And I know it's got all the great medical uses and stuff, but I do know a lot of potheads on top of it. It does have its downside. My point is that I want freedom. I want team humanity to succeed. And the globalists, the social controllers, the crony capitalists use this tribalism, this divide and conquer to get us fighting with each other. That's why NBC and MSNBC edited the Zimmerman tapes in the Trayvon Martin case to make it sound like he's a racist. That's why they have the feds now admitted in the Justice Department inside the protest groups, including the New Black Panther Party, saying, I want Florida burning, start killing whitey. And now all over the country, I read the articles earlier, white people are just for no reason being beaten in racial attacks at parks and fairs and events. Old women, you name it. And the government wants a race war. Meanwhile, your banker bailout money paid to move not one, not two, but three new factories to China. The 20-plus billion bailout to General Motors paid to ship it to Brazil. Paid to ship it to China, paid to ship it to Eastern Europe, and another expansion of facilities, so it's actually more than four factories, with your money, 20-plus billion of it. You paid to have the government take over General Motors and ship it to China. If General Motors wants to move to China, that's great. There shouldn't be tax incentives. It should be a level playing field. See, that's what globalism, Agenda 21, New World Order is. That's why this book by Rosa Corey, available at InfoWars.com, is so important, Behind the Green Mask. Give it to every city council member, every county commissioner, every sheriff you know, because then in everything going on around them, they'll discover this. We're starting to get city councils, even in Houston, bringing this up and blocking stuff. The new film we're carrying, Farmageddon, breaks down the harassment Big Agra funds government to shut down the little farms. That's what it is. France is going into deeper socialism as the answer to socialism wrecking their country. That's the big danger. Lou Rockwell, straight ahead, LouRockwell.com, to break it all down. It's going to be a jam-packed interview. You'll want to stay with us. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Lou Rockwell is our guest. He's the founder of the Von Mises Institute. He also served as Ron Paul's chief of staff in his first stint in Congress. And he also helped write many of those great newsletters on top of it. And, of course, he's a prolific writer today at LouRockwell.com. And I always find it informative to get him on with us. And I appreciate him spending the next 52 minutes with us here today. We'll also intersperse some of your phone calls for people that are patiently holding. I would just add that we have breaking news. Our sources say that it's about a 95% probability, and it is booked out, and they've met there twice before. Chantilly, Virginia, Builder Stinkers are to meet there, and the Washington Post even admits that they are to pick the vice president. So now they've gone from denying it exists to admitting that they basically are going to pick Mitt Romney's vice president. They said that last week. They said, oh, he's going to a Bilderberg steering meeting down in South America while Obama's there, Rubio is, to build his international cred and meet with some Bilderberg people. What? So now we've gone from it doesn't exist to it's out in the open. I want to bring this up first to Lou Rockwell. Then we'll get into whatever's most important on his radar. And then I want to get into all the crazy bills where the IRS, outside of a jury or court, says you can't travel right out of Soviet Russia, right out of Stalinism. We've got the announcements of drones, satellites watching us, carbon taxes. Forbes magazine writer says burn down people's houses if they don't agree to carbon taxes. I feel like a liar when I say that. It's so over the top, but he said it. I mean, these people, you know, Lou, I think the authoritarians know the worm is turning and they're starting to act like chickens with their heads cut off. What do you think about all this?
Well, they're the worm. We're not the worm. But sure, I think people are beginning to wake up. I think right after 9/11, I must say I was concerned that, you know, we were going to get much more of a totalitarian state. I was right in that, but I was concerned that people wouldn't really be resisting it. But I think there is more and more resistance, especially among the young. We see it in the Ron Paul campaign when he gets 8,000 students coming out to talk to him at UCLA, kids hanging in trees, climbing up in trees and staying there for hours just to watch him. We can tell there's an intellectual revolution going on among the young and, of course, among those of us who are not young as well. There's, I think, more and more knowledge of what's happening, more and more anger at what's going on, more and more worry, and more determination to do something about it. And this is the key. If people will withdraw their consent from the government, from the establishment, from the whole regime, and not play ball, then they can't actually do it. They can't actually work their dastardly deeds against us.
Well, you're right. We're trotting on their tyranny now. They're trying to break our will, and so they're trying to lash out. Their worm is turning, to go back to the old Shakespeare quote. What do you make of them trying to set up internal checkpoints and saying the IRS will take your passport away? The passport is the proof of the citizenship. The Supreme Court has ruled over and over again. You cannot revoke citizenship. It must be freely given up.
Well, I might just mention, if we go back in history, passport is a relatively recent thing. You know, there was a time before the turn of the last century when mostly you could travel wherever you wanted to travel. You didn't have to have documents. You didn't have to get the permission of the various governments or police. If even in one of the most interesting things John Maynard Keynes wrote, and one of the few things that was not a bunch of lies, he looked back before World War I and he said what a different world this was, that if a business person in London wanted to go set up a business in Paris, he just took the train and went over there and was able to rent a place and start his business. And the currency was sound. It was a gold standard. And he talked about just how much, it's funny, I guess even Keynes had a conscience. And he talked about how things were so much better in those days. So the passport was invented as a means of the government to control us, to control our travel. Now, of course, they're putting chips in it, as we know, and they're making it much more they want to have an internal passport too, whether it'll be the current passport or something else. They do indeed want to control our travel. As you mentioned, Barbara Boxer has a bill that is suggested by the IRS. Of course, these Congress people, even the evil ones like Boxer, are mostly just puppets. And so she was asked by the Treasury Department to introduce this bill where if they decide that you owe them money, they can stop you from leaving the United States. You have no right to travel. Maybe they'll put you in your house and have a device around your ankle to keep control of us all, too. It's always important, I think, when we're thinking about any of these things, these horrible things that are going on these days, as well as the good things, that every government would like to be a totalitarian state. That's always their ambition. That's the ambition of the people who go into government, and it's the ambition of the private interests that are connected to government and benefit from government. They would all like total control over over the peons, over the mundanes, over the poor slobs, as they think of us, who go and work every day and are the actual producers in the country. So it's what is it then that keeps every government from being totalitarian? What is it that prevents things like what's happened since 9/11 in this country from taking place? It's popular resistance. So when you have something like 9/11 that so drastically diminished popular resistance to government, government spying, government intrusions and controls of every sort, then the government just immediately expands. And we know they're expanding in these tremendous ways. We have Paul K. Roberts pointed out the other day in pointing out that really China is in many ways freer than the United States. that you know, at least in China, there's no, you don't have the prime minister saying, by the way, nobody in China has any rights, so we can kill you, we can jail you, we can torture you if we decide you're a bad guy. Even that, you know, they don't say that. Only the U.S. says that kind of thing, and of course carries it out. But again, I think there's optimism abroad because of young people and because of just what we see as we can call it the Ron Paul movement, although it's actually, as Ron Paul points out, broader than himself, of course. It's a libertarian movement. It's a tremendous reaction to all the horrendous stuff that's going on. That doesn't mean we've got an easy path ahead. Things are going to be very, very difficult, much more difficult economically. Obama is, of course, even worse than Bush. Hard to believe anybody could be worse than Bush. Obama is worse than Bush. And I imagine that Romney, will, if he's elected, will be worse than Obama. If Obama's reelected, he'll be worse than Obama the first time. So, you know, I'd say we can't look to government as our salvation. Nothing good ever comes out of Washington, D.C. It's really a carbuncle on the American body politic. And so we can't look to them. We have to look to ourselves, look to our neighbors. We have to make the preparations for troubles ahead, personal preparations, financial preparations, also ideological and educational preparations. We have to read. We have to read books. We have to read the right kind of things on the internet. We have to educate ourselves to understand what the heck is happening. We need to know some economics. We need to know some real history. We need to know actual political science. We need to know about the nature of the state, which is, as Murray Rothbard said, a gang of thieves writ large. If you think of government as a gang of thieves writ large, it really explains everything, and you won't be surprised at what they're trying to do. And you know that the one thing we can do as they're trying to steal everything from us, our liberty, our money, our lives, our children, our homes, our businesses, our communities, that we have to resist them. And the first step to resisting them is to know who they are, what they are, why they're doing what they're doing, and why we should oppose it.
In fact, I want to inject a point on the subject that you raised, the foundation of what is the state. And those that support big government and the monopolies that it creates have created through the control of corporate media back when it still had dominance, this idea that to not trust the state is un-American, that to not blindly believe known certified liars is somehow insane, and that you're a conspiracy theorist if you don't buy into whatever the system is shoveling at you. But if you go back to the founding fathers and common sense, if you go back thousands of years ago in every culture, the population knew there was a corrupt elite ruling over them, and the corrupt elite was in castles with armed forces basically keeping them in servitude. But in comes in the 20th century, and now 21st, more sophisticated propaganda, and they create this idea that the state loves you and wants to take care of you, and that it's weird to not out of hand just trust them. But take George Washington. He was the first person who ever had executive power like that in more modern history, who did not become king. They wanted him to. And when he left after two terms and went back to be a farmer, because that's what he really enjoyed, you know, the King of England said, today George Washington is the greatest man in the world. And it was because no one would give up that type of power. And so that original Americana idea is so precious, and the system claims it's alien and radical. The truth is the system is what is alien and radical. I want you to comment on that.
Well, there was an interesting column in the Washington Post recently where was moaning and groaning about the horrible Secret Service scandal and the GSA scandal. These are so horrible, they would undermine people's trust in the government. Well, of course, people should have no trust in the government, or rather, you can trust the government to always do the evil thing. I mean, if they can get away with it, if they don't do the evil thing, it's because they either haven't thought of it, or they don't think it's in their own interests, or they can't get it together to do it, because, of course, government is the most incompetent agency ever to exist. Anybody who's ever been in the military or worked for the civilian part of the federal government and is willing to tell the truth will tell you that they've never seen anything like this. I mean, it's just the waste, the corruption, the nastiness, the controls, and this is what, of course, they want. They want all of America to be like an airport. We're all wait patiently in line. We're afraid to look them in the eye, or maybe we're supposed to look them in the eye, or otherwise you're a terrorist. And the blue shirts are can do whatever they want to you. To you, your children, your parents, you just have to go along. Let them X-ray you. Let them question you. You have no rights, and they've got total control. So that's what they.
It's off the chart. When we come back, I'm gonna ask you. I don't know yet what's number one on Lou Rockwell's radar screen. LouRockwell.com. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com, and I got a bunch of other news. We're going to raise with Lou coming up. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. And order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend. And this incredible last minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
We will be. politics, the election with Lou Rockwell, who's a real expert on that, and the fact that Ron Paul has already won, as he wrote a few months ago in a piece. And I also want to read a quote out of Light and Liberty, Reflections on the Pursuit of Happiness, Thomas Jefferson. This is a book by Thomas Jefferson, re-edited and released. A guy came to my house and put this on my doorstep once. My wife got pretty mad, but it was a good book. Well, she had a 357 and told the guy to leave. He was knocking on our door at 10 o'clock at night trying to give me this, but I didn't know how close he came. But not a good idea to come to my house. Side issue. Let's go back to Lou Rockwell. Lou, grab bag of everything going on right now. What's front and center on your radar screen?
Well, it's, you know, so much bad that's happening, but I do notice Ron Paul just wrote about this, in fact, that there's a new, remember the SOPA bill, S-O-P-A, that was designed to take control of the internet in the name of so-called intellectual property. That bill was defeated, thank goodness. Now there's another one, even a worse one, called CISPA, C-I-S-P-A, and these bills are both designed by the recording industry and the movie industry and by the NSA and the FBI and the CIA and all to work together to crush the internet and to make sure that the movie industry and the recording industry can get what I would argue are unjust profits through the government. So it's in the name of stopping, you know, quote unquote theft on the internet that they want to take total control. They are. Before our eyes, of course, they are doing more and more bad things.
Rent free speech, make us pay for it, get rid of due process, instead of them going out and enforcing their so-called copyrights.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I would argue that both copyrights and patents are illegitimate grants of government monopoly, but the way that it was in the Constitution, everything was standable. But starting under the Reagan administration, this was stepped up to such a horrendous extent. One of the excuses was to keep Mickey Mouse in copyright by the Disney company. And Ronald Reagan was always sort of the agent of the Hollywood mafia among his other roles in life. And so he, you know, rolled over for them. And these things were put in. It keeps getting worse and worse. They keep extending their copyrights. And
they're trying to say now you can't show a newspaper on TV. The lawyers are. And, of course, it's all made up. A lady called earlier and said the police are telling them you're not allowed to defend yourself in your home anymore because of the Zimmerman case. And that you've got to call. I mean, because a cop said so. That's just the way it is.
But you have the TSA invading flea markets looking for, you know, allegedly counterfeit shirts, that somebody's producing a shirt that might look like. Allegedly like, you know, a Gucci shirt or some expensive shirt. They were making an inexpensive shirt.
No judge, no jury. They just seize them.
Just go in, seize the property, put them in jail. So it's all a horrendous tyranny, and this is right across the world. The U.S. government uses this as a control. They're trying to extradite right now a boy from England who has Asperger's syndrome, and as a teenager, put up a website that had on it links to BitTorrent sites and other sites where you could download movies. So just the fact that he had a site, which is not illegal in England, by the way, that had links to other sites, the U.S. government wants to take this kid, bring him back to this country, and put him in jail for 12 years. 12 years! And this is another thing going on in this country, of course, the growth of the prison industrial complex. There was recently a black lady, a homeless lady, who had enrolled her child in a better school district than the one she lived in. They're putting her in jail, again, for 12 years. 12 years. I mean, so one thing we always need to keep in mind is the people who work in the government have what St. Augustine called the libido dominandi, the lust to dominate, the lust to rule. They like to take us and do this. They get a charge out of this. They love this. So not only is the prison industrial complex making a lot of profits for people, a lot of these profits, prisons are profitable, and of course the government prisons are built by private industry and so forth. So there's always that thing. But people who work in the government love putting people in jail. They love starting wars. They like killing people.
They like torture.
They're not good people. We don't want them running our lives.
Well, that's right. I mean, who wants a job at the TSA grabbing women and children's genitals? I mean, and it's coming out that they enjoy it and like it and tell people so.
Well, when Ron Paul had his first experience with this, and it was horrendous. He has titanium knees, so when he goes to commercial, he gets the full feel up.
Stay there. I want to hear the story on the other side. Long segment coming up. LouRockwell.com. He's our guest. We'll get into the election, a bunch of other news on the other side of Lou Rockwell, the consummate libertarian and right-hand man for many years to Ron Paul. We'll get his view on so many things coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
You got it.
The
waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, we see the earth from here. And it is infested with gangs that call themselves government. And then there's these big mega corporations to a group that are all anti-free market, the big Fortune 100, sitting on top government, sucking through government off the population and corporate welfare and trying to make the general public dependent, and J.P. Morgan administering the welfare cards and the food stamps and the... It is a nightmare. And Lou, I want you to finish your Ron Paul story, but then I want to just get this question out now. I'll do it after, but sure, people are waking up. But that's people that can tie their shoelaces. One way or the other, half the population is on the government mammary gland.
Yeah, and of course, this is, you know, this is a right after the Ron Paul story, I'll say a little bit more about that, but I'll just finish that this is the first time he had to go through a full TSA treatment. He has titanium knees, therefore, even if he wanted to go through the X-ray, he can't. They won't let him. And he got the, you know, extremely intrusive and horrendous examination by the TSA. And Ron said to the man, he said, how can you stand to do a job like this? And the man looked at him in the eye and said, I love doing it. So, yeah, they do. Of course, these are not, I mean, I'm sure there are some decent people out of the 40 or 50,000 TSA blue shirts who are caught up in this. They didn't have a job. They needed something. But really, the kinds of people who get hired by the government, if they're decent people, it's a mistake. It's a mistake they're in there. They don't want decent people in the government. They want people, again, who are willing to do this to you. That's their philosophy.
Listen, when like top movie stars in LAX now, it turns out stalkers are battling and doing anything they can to become TSA because it's Hollywood stars all day coming through, and they go crazy, and it's like a celebration. It's on video and photos, and they just grope them and grab them, and Miss USA, they go in her pants in Dallas because they knew who she was. And actually in her body. And listen, I was with Jesse Ventura. I have flown out of Vegas where I was doing a video shoot with Ventura. And the guy knew who I was and said, I have, quote, Lou, he actually said this, I have an administrative privilege. And he said, by the way, I heard your show yesterday from here in Vegas and all this and was rubbing on me and getting off on the power of it, clearly getting off on it. And when I flew with Ventura out of Atlanta, they all knew who he was, were talking to him, and were taking their time squeezing his genitals, and I couldn't believe it. I started taking photos, and Ventura was embarrassed and said, stop, and he made me erase them, and he later sued him, of course, and it got thrown out, and they actually went. I don't want to go over it. The point is, exactly, they told Ron Paul, I love it. They love it. They look how many are getting busted. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, of course they love it. These are the kinds of people who go into the government, tend to go into the government. Not every postman is a bad guy, but the people who tend to go into the government are like this, and certainly the people who rise in the government. F.A. Hayek wrote a great chapter in his book, The Road to Serfdom, on why the worst rise to the top in government. Unlike in a private business, in private life, the worst do not tend to rise to the top, but in government, the worst people, the worst liars, the worst power mongers, the worst warmongers, the worst, the people who are just love all that's evil, they are the ones, the demagogues, they're the ones who rise to the top and get and become, you know, president of the United States, for example. These are not the good guys. These are the worst people in society.
And he looked at Ron Paul. Yeah, he told that story here on air. It made the Drudge Report. He looked at him and said, I love this job.
Well, he said, no, he said, I love it. Ron said to him, how can you stand doing a job like this? And he looked him in the eye and he said, I love it.
I love it.
So, yeah, at least he told the truth for that moment. My guess is he wouldn't tell the truth in public, but he told the truth with great animus, too, of course. These people, they also hate us, by the way. As you pointed out, they talk about they're going to care for us. As always, they're helping the poor. They're helping the elderly. They're helping the sick and so forth. You know, they of course, are hurting all these groups. And we can just see, you know, if we think of the government has passed so many laws, very intrusive laws in the name of helping the disabled or in preventing assaults on children. So when the government, you know, is in control, of course, we see how they treat the disabled in the airports. We see how they treat children in the airports. Again, you can't believe a word they say, or rather, you can typically believe the opposite of what they say. So that's the rule of thumb.
Well, it's not typically. Look at the TSA. They lie on every subject and get caught and keep lying. And I just can't believe the American people turn their children over to them. So that's my next question. What do you do about half the population that can't survive without a government paycheck and who believe it's there? It's like that woman who had like 9 kids and was getting like all these dozens of welfare checks. And she said, I deserve more. What are you going to do for me?
Well, you know, we have one of the things that democracy does. Hans Hermann Hoppe has a great book on this, Democracy, the God That Failed. Democracy has been a great invention for government. From a practical standpoint, we end up with, you know, Socialist A or Socialist B we can vote for, so they don't worry about who wins the election. But from a ideological standpoint, they convince people that, you know, we are the government. You hear Americans saying, should we go to Mars? Should we invade Syria? You know, it's not we doing this. It's this separate entity, this parasitical entity, that's called the government and the military-industrial complex and so forth. So, democracy has, you talked about earlier how in earlier times people saw the government as the rich people living in the castle and collecting taxes from them, and they correctly saw the government as something separate from them. Democracy makes us believe entirely erroneously that we are the government, and it blurs that distinction about who is, as John C. Calhoun said, who's the taxpayer and who's the tax eater. So, yeah, there are a lot of people who are getting government checks. The government is still a minority, though. If they were the majority, the whole thing would collapse. They have to be a small minority. That is, those who are entirely living off the government. But by making a lot of other people a little bit living off the government, they hope to gain their loyalty. And I'm sorry to say, they do gain their loyalty. So people are worried about, oh gosh, Social Security is going to go broke or Medicare is going to go broke. Although those things can't go broke any more than the Pentagon can go broke. As long as they got the printing press, they'll keep everything in existence, because the dollar can be worthless, but all these things will be in existence because they exist for purposes of control. They don't exist to help people. They exist to make people subservient to the government, dependent on the government, and mentally dependent on the government, and never to threaten everything. Always to go along, obey them, believe their baloney, whether it's taught in the public schools. I mean, I ask myself, why do people send their kids to the public schools? Why would anybody do that? Some people are forced into it financially. But a lot of people could easily afford to send their children to a decent private school or to do homeschooling. They won't do it because they think,
I do, but here's the problem. Then even good, quote, Christian schools or others want to be accredited so your child can, quote, get the credits to go to college or whatever, which is now what more than half of college graduates will never even be able to get a job that pays for half of their debt. It is a fraud because they ship the jobs out of the country by design, but through crony deals and monopoly deals. But now they are, you know, giving them stuff about how great Barack Obama's wife is and, you know, what you're supposed to eat under No Child Left Behind, even in the private schools. They're taking everything over.
Well, of course, they do want to take over the private schools. A lot of these private schools, and you have to be careful, a lot of them are what a friend of mine calls public schools with tuition. So, yeah, why homeschooling is really probably the only thing that where you can entirely be in control of what your children are being taught. But there are good private schools still. There are private schools that fight this sort of thing, that don't just use the government curriculum. But you're right about accreditation. I mean, accreditation is a government scheme. It's a government control scheme. As to college, yeah, more and more people, as you say, are looking into whether, James Altucher points out, even the what we think of as less expensive colleges, it's about a $200,000 expenditure because you have to take into account the money you're not earning during the years you're in college. So it's very expensive. These kids end up with huge amounts of debt. Government aid, government takeover of the education system has made impossible what Ron Paul, for example, did when he was in college. He worked his way through school. Now, that's a science fiction idea these days. Nobody can work their way through school because the prices have driven so unbelievably high by the government, benefiting the faculty, benefiting the administration, benefiting the groups that are connected to them, and sticking it to the student. Same thing with medical care. Doctors do great. Hospitals do great. Big Pharma does great. Patients get hurt. So this is, again, the way the government does these things. All these welfare schemes are actually evil. It's not just that they don't turn out the way the government hoped they turned out. The government's motives are always wrong. They're always evil. They always seek control, destruction, taxes, wars, all the stuff.
Let me stop you. Look at history. That sounds horrible to an individual person. Why would they do that? Individuals always think of, well, why would they want to have a false flag? To take your rights, to be the hero. People always think of things from their individual perspective. And your point of how they're like, we're going to attack Iran. No, we're not. The foreign megabanks that run our criminal government are the ones doing that. We're not putting fluoride in our water. Big chemical companies are paying government to put a toxic waste in your water and making you pay for it. But when you read this book, Behind the Green Mask, Agenda 21 by Rosa Cora, that, by the way, is available at InfoWars.com, it's all the quotes, it's all the plans, it's Maurice Strong. They want a post-industrial society where no one is allowed to operate but them. And that raises my next point. Where do you see this battle going? Because, you know, head Gaia scientist James Lovelock has come out, reversed himself, admitted that it's all a big hoax, man-made global warming, but that they needed it to basically be able to sell the public on other things that are good for the environment. Meanwhile, government and socialist states always are the worst. Take the Soviet Union. Now we have, as I mentioned at the start of the interview, Forbes coming out and saying, one of their writers, let's burn down people's houses, let's mark down where they live, let's go get them. And then that's allowed. We have the Justice Department inside the protest for Trayvon Martin trying to get a riot going confirmed. That's been leaked. I mean, my point is, people shouldn't underestimate how authoritarian they are. So looking forward from history, because not just the way things are, I want where Lou Rockwell thinks things are going, because the authoritarians now, every day I see it, are calling for violence, are calling for dictatorial takeover. They know we're waking up, so now they're settling the idea within their ranks of let's just start arresting people for their speech. There's going to be a big Dealey Plaza protest for the 50th anniversary. They've announced no protest allowed. They're leasing to the school book building museum the entire area for 2 days for $110, leasing a park. And they're saying no one allowed there but their people, because they know media is going to be there. I mean, this is just off the charts.
Well, if we think back to what the ancient Romans had as one of their slogans for their empire, divide et impera, divide and rule, divide and conquer. Governments always want to get people fighting against each other. I mean, whether we look at, say, what the U.S. did in Iraq, they broke it up. I mean, so they caused tremendous tensions between the Sunnis and the Shiites and the Kurds and so forth. This is what they want to do in Syria. They're doing it in Syria. This is what they want to do in Iran. This is what they're doing in our own country. So in order to keep people from focusing on their real enemy, which of course is not Al-Qaeda or whatever, it's Washington, D.C., they want to split us up. So of course they promote race war. They promote all kinds of horrible things that we should, liberals should hate conservatives and all the rest. They want you focusing on that and never to discuss the government. You'll notice if we listen to the neocon, Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, or they never discuss the nature of the government. We're always supposed to focus on the evil of flag burning or whatever. So they always want you on some other thing that doesn't threaten the government, but that divides the people, so they will not become united. You don't have to be united. Diversity is wonderful of all sorts. You don't have to be united in any sense except against the enemy. Where's the enemy? The enemy is in Washington, D.C.
Well, so where do you see things going, though? I mean, if you look into a crystal ball, where do you see America in 5-10 years?
Well, first of all, you have to be worried about things like that you've talked about the Department of Homeland Security buying 450 million rounds of hollow point 40 caliber ammunition. What are they doing? That's enough to wage a war. What do they plan to do with that? Is it because they want to seize our guns?
And they're buying armored mobile pillboxes for the highways, and TSA is now nationwide doing gropes and bag searches on street corners and buses.
Right.
I mean, totally illegal.
That's right, and we have some of the TSA people have said that there should be these booths at malls and at public libraries and in all public schools. You should have to be groped to go into anything they decide where some phantom terrorist from overseas might be coming. When the actual terrorists, people who spy on us, take our money, run our lives, try to hurt us, are in our own government. I'll put that in quotes. So where do I see things headed? I think there's a battle. I mean, on the other hand, there has always been a battle between freedom and state. This has always existed as long as there's been civilized humanity. Sometimes the bad guys win and we end up with an Egyptian system where the god is actually the government. And you have to bow down and, be the slave of the pharaoh. On the other hand, sometimes we have massive increases in liberty. It happened in the ancient world. It's happened in America and other places. Now it seems like we're in retreat. But the battle is, I think, never is going to be over until the end of the world. There's always going to be this struggle. So I think the struggle will continue. I think we're going to be, I would say 10 years from now, we will be far better off than we are today. Not that we won't have immense troubles. We have a lot of economic troubles to go through. Who knows what the Federal Reserve is going to do to us? Who knows what the Federal Reserve has already done to us? So we have all the, but the thing is, government is subject to the laws of reality. They all think in government that all they have to do, use their one tool, the gun, put it to your head and say, do it, or we're going to put you in jail, or we're going to kill you. This, by the way, is what's on the traffic ticket. If you don't pay your library fine or anything else, this is the one way the government has to operate. But the gun can't actually, gun, for example, is not exactly a creative force when it's used by a private criminal or government criminals. And there are a lot of things they cannot actually bring about. So I think the fact that kids are, what Ron Paul, you know, as I mentioned, Ron Paul has actually already won because of the millions of minds he's changed, not only in this country, hearts he's touched, not only in this country, in Latin America, in Asia, in Europe. Kids love Ron Paul all over this
There's
world.
Finally an alternative to the status left and status right. When we come back, I want to jam in a call or two, Lou, but I also want to bring this up to you. They have publicly now announced the war on terror is over, but the TSA and the checkpoints are intensifying, and they say now it's now for domestic groups and libertarians and people. They actually and returning veterans. So they're now admitting what we warned. They're saying, don't worry about Al Qaeda. They work for us in Libya. They're good. Now the enemy is you. I mean, that's amazing. I want to ask you, why are they hiding everything in plain view now? I guess because they know we've been exposing them, or have they just gotten delusional? We'll get Lou Rockwell's take on that straight ahead. LouRockwell.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com with big breaking news up there right now on Bilderberg, location 2012. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in full.
You know, I'll be honest with you, I had an important question for Lou Rockwell that I wanted him to answer as we went to break, and now I can't even remember it. Because during the break, Kurt Nemo said, have you seen my new article at InfoWars.com? And I started reading it, and I'd seen this call by the White House. This is racketeering. This is discrimination, like black people come and try to buy your house. They've got the credit, and you say, I don't sell to black people. But see, when government and corporations do it, it's supposedly okay. Bank of America's war on the Second Amendment. They're now telling a major CEO of a major gun company, they will not let them do business with them, have bank accounts, loans, whatever. Bankster giant Bank of America has joined the effort to take down the Second Amendment and deny Americans the right to own and use firearms. Kelly McMillan, the CEO of McMillan Fiberglass Stocks, McMillan Group International, and McMillan Firearms Manufacturing, recently wrote on his Facebook page that Bank of America has refused to do business with his companies because they sell firearms. And we're seeing where they won't take ads in newspapers for them. Bank of America admitted its decision was political. His response was to immediately stop doing business with Bank of America. And because they're saying that they won't do business with him. And it goes over it all. I mean, this is just, it's so authoritarian. Lou, what was my question as we went to break? Do you remember?
Well, you wanted to talk about what's ahead. I frankly apologize. I don't remember exactly what you asked.
No, but I mean, I got blindsided by this. What do you make of all the authoritarian stuff they're doing? It's not stopping people buying all-time record 5 million guns a month and saying right. It's because they don't like the government. I mean, they're losing. Don't they get it? And their bullying isn't scaring people anymore.
Well, you can't, you know, something else you can't trust is the big banks. You can't trust the big banks. These are institutions that are inherently corrupt. They engage in fractional reserve banking, meaning that they're fraudulent.
They are the government. They admit in Europe that they've taken over Europe.
No, and they cooperate with the Federal Reserve to bring on the business cycle. If it weren't for the big banks and the Federal Reserve and banking, I must say, in general, as it exists in this country, we wouldn't have recessions and depressions. So these are not good institutions, and they treat you, of course, like a microbe if you're one of their customers. And so, as you say, they're getting rid of one of their business customers because they don't like people owning guns. Well, I'm sure they don't. Well, people ought to get out of bank. Hope nobody has an account in Bank of America. Get out of Bank of America.
This is Bank of America,
Citibank,
so disconnected.
Banks.
Exactly.
You know, with a small bank, you're much better off dealing with a small community bank. You can check the ratings, but you're far, you know, don't deal with these great big banks. And also deal in cash to the extent you can. The government hates cash. The banks, of course, hate cash. Because if you're dealing in cash, they don't have that money to be able to pyramid loans on top of it and cause all kinds of trouble and to exacerbate the whole inflation process.
Well, Lou, that's what I was about to say in closing, as we're almost out of time, and of course they don't have time for calls, is that they try to charge $5 every time you use your own bank card when they're using your money. People said no. But this shows how disconnected Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, the shareholders, and the Federal Reserve are. They think they're God and are trying to shut down real local banks.
But one small thing you can do, again, is use cash. Deal in cash. If you try to get a significant amount, it's actually fun to do it, to go into your bank and ask for a significant amount of your own cash. They hate your guts. They'll do everything possible that make you feel bad that you're wanting your own money. And the reason is because it hurts them when you get that cash out. You deal in cash. So the extent that everybody can deal in cash, deal with a small bank, you're hitting them where it hurts.
Hey, I've gotten out less than 10,000 and had bank managers call me and ask me if I'm a criminal just to make me feel bad.
Yeah, no, of course. You're not a tool of the banksters. You must be a bad guy.
because they're the bad guys. Lou Rockwell, amazing interview. Ron Paul has already won the hearts and minds, that is. We'll have to have you back soon to talk about Puppet Romney versus Puppet Obama. Thank you so much, Lou.
Thanks, Alex.
Amazing interview with Lou Rockwell. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.